On November 11th, the Louvre Abu Dhabi Museum will open in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. The museum is part of a project designed to appeal to millions of visitors every year. The Waterfront Museum will hold hundreds of pieces of art representing ancient and modern times around the world. It will include Middle Eastern objects and paintings, as well as works by Western artists. The Louvre in Paris, France, is one of the most famous museums in the world. In 2007, France agreed to take part in a joint project to open an art museum in Abu Dhabi. French officials say the collection does not face any restrictions. Jean-François Charnier is the scientific director of Agence France Museums. He said the museum organizers had complete freedom in making decisions about the art to present. "You have nude statues in the museum, contemporary paintings. You also have religious images from all religions," he said. The works will represent major periods of human development and will show connections between different cultures, Charnier said. "The objective," he said, "is to show that in history there are more links and bridges than walls." The museum has major pieces of art, including a 15th-century painting by Giovanni Bellini and a 19th-century painting by Osama Hamdi Bey. The museum also has a 3,000-year-old Egyptian funeral set. Famed French architect Jean Nouvel designed the museum. It is almost 100,000 square meters in size. It includes a series of white buildings under a huge, rounded steel top. The steel is cut in numerous places and shapes to let in daylight and produce beautiful shadows. French Culture Minister Françoise Nyssen spoke at a news conference in which the museum opening was announced. "At a time when some forces are attacking history by destroying work, taking our heritage hostage, this is an essential act," she said. "It is civilization responding to barbarity." I'm John Russell.